For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The whole year on this show, we were saying, man, what's up with this? What's going on? They denied it and said that nothing was wrong with him. He was fine. He just had some, a shoulder issue and all that. And this fool come out and say he had 3 broken ribs and I tore the heck out of my shoulder and all. I'm like, what? Now you want to use it because they lost. It's the same shit over and over again. That's what I'm saying, man. But Cam Jordan just keeping it real. His time is running out here. He understand he got 2 years left on the contract. DeMario Davis got 2 years left on his contract. And guess what? Some of our better players, including now Elvin Kamara, these guys got like a 2-year window remaining before a contract is over with and you got to reset some of the talent from the team. And they wasting the time. The last 2-3 years have been, they've done wasted some of the more valuable years of these older players. That's a problem. Hemisphere says, Q, do you think the defense takes a step back and the offense ends up carrying a team? Do you think Kubiak will be the next head coach? I don't know if he'll be the next head coach, bro, but I do think the offense should take the step up. The team should be led by its offense. There's too much money invested in the Saints offense for it to be in a state of what it is. Even if you look at right here what I got currently on screen, fam, look at over the cap numbers. As you can see right here, it's telling you the amount of dollars that's designated to the Saints offense, over $158.4 million to the offense, while $13.2 for the defense. So that's going to show you, and that's a perfect segue to show you that where the money is, that's supposed to be where the team is led by, because that's the measurement. So it's a lot of pressure on Clint Kubiak, who very well could be a young coach. And I wouldn't be mad at Clint Kubiak if he would be the Saints head coach. I wouldn't, because I know that he has a seriousness about him. I know that he has an attention to detail. I know that he's a guy that will get that offense in shape. But it's like, you're handcuffing him to a great degree because he has to do that with Derek Carr. Now, if he can pick his own quarterback, you can have a lot of success. You know what I mean? I just don't think you're handicapping him with Derek Carr, like you tying him to Derek Carr. And I don't know how Carr will do in this type of system. I know his brother, David Carr, who has familiarity with this type of system. And I really don't want to bring him up because he got killed in the Texans offense because they couldn't protect him. So I don't know if that's a bad example to use. But by all means, it's supposed to be the offense, man, leading the team, bro, you know, by them putting all that money into it. And the biggest position is the quarterback. This guy getting $150 million, he's supposed to be the so-called leader of the team. But I wouldn't be mad if they did fire Dennis Allen, if the team underperformed. I wouldn't be mad if Clint Kubiak would be the guy that stepped in. At least we know that he would be able to kind of direct, and this team would have somebody, a young potential coach with a good pedigree, you know, who from an offensive standpoint that could take the offense into or the team into the future. So I wouldn't be mad at that, man. But then again, where's Gruden's going to be? Gruden's time is his court date comes in July. I think the Saints are holding one of those assistant, that senior assistant spot for John Gruden. So if they fire Dennis Allen, does Gruden get in there? If he's signed to be a senior assistant, which he very well could be, because Dennis Allen always let Derek Carr have his way. All right, Corvetta said you trade Lattimore, you will look dumb. The Rams showed you what the Saints secondary looks like without Lattimore, indeed. All right. J-Ray says, love the idea of offensive moves, but we definitely need to solidify those. Oh, indeed, absolutely. Offensive line, to me, and I've said this before, is the biggest need for the black and gold. The offensive line is the biggest need. I know people saying, Q, we need to replace Michael Thomas. He's going to be gone. I hear you on that, but listen, there is no offense without an offensive line. You don't have a left tackle currently. You got an old-ass left guard that needs to be replaced. Your right tackle had minor knee surgery, which he's supposed to have major knee surgery, so we don't know what he's going to look like. You would hope that he kind of gets some semblance of what he used to look like, but it's just you kind of putting a Band-Aid on a stab wound, man. That's what, dude, you're supposed to have major surgery. You had minor surgery. Why? What are you doing? What the hell is going on in there? Dana says they would have to sell the whole draft this year and next year, and a top player also, they need a QB. Yeah, yeah, and I've seen, we talked about them, well, actually I mentioned them, or having a conversation with Jaden Daniels. They're not going to get Jaden Daniels. Daniels' stock is going to rise. His pro day is really going to set him on fire too, because you'll see him do it all. No disrespect from the kid from Carolina, from North Carolina. I think he's a talented quarterback, but he ain't on no Jaden Daniels level. These people need to cut that out, man. They need to cut that out, man. I done watched that kid film. I done watched his film, and I watched Jaden Daniels film, and Jaden Daniels is better than that guy. I'm sorry. And Jaden Daniels dominated in a better football conference. He put up numbers, and in some games, it was because of him the LSU Tigers won. There were games where Jaden threw for 400 yards and ran for 200 yards. You know, it was that's his skill is unbelievable. He's the fastest guy on the field. And not only, you know, he's a slender guy, but he's durable. He took some hellified hits from Alabama and other players. And he's tough as nails. He stood in there. He got a great temperament. And, you know, he's super uber productive. So, you know, like I said, he's better. They can play around all they want and talk about this May guy as a quarterback. Listen, the guy's a good quarterback, but I got several other quarterbacks that's better than him, man. I'm sorry, I do. I think Michael Penix is better than him. And the reason why Penix is not getting that love because he got an injury history, but he's super productive. You know, there are other guys that you, even to a degree, I would say McCarthy from Michigan, is got a higher ceiling than the May character. They're just throwing him in there, and I'm not trying to tempt the kid by saying I think he's better than what Mitch Trubisky turned out to be. But you know, they had that Mitch Trubisky vibes coming out years ago, and they picked him, and he ain't turned out to be nothing. I'm not saying that kid gonna be that, but they talking about him better than the only thing he has on Jaden Daniels is he's a thicker quarterback, like he has the NFL ready. A girth of a quarterback. He could take the hit of an NFL lineman or a linebacker or a defender. You see what I'm saying? That's what he has. He's a thicker kind of a quarterback. He's a thicker quarterback. He's thicker body type. But that's not saying, you know, Jaden could kind of get his stuff too. But Jaden Daniels, man, the Saints could talk to him till they blow in the face. They're not going to be able to get Jaden Daniels. We know this. They're not going to be able to land and get him. All right, Brian. What's up, Brian? Says, do you think the Broncos let Russell? He says, do you think that the Broncos let Russell Wilson go? Yeah, I've seen the reports that they said they're going to release him. That means you're going to get Jameis Winston and free agent if we don't sign them back real quick. I don't think the Saints won't, fam. I don't think Jameis is coming back to the Saints. I think the Saints are going to post June 1st cut Jameis. I that's just my feeling on it. I think they're going to go in a different direction with the quarterback. I think just like Michael Thomas, the Jameis Winston thing done ran its course. And Jameis says he wants to start, and he still feel like he wants to start in the NFL. He wants to go somewhere where he has a chance to play and start for the NFL and in the NFL. So I just think it done ran its course. And Jameis, he never got a fair shot here. Let's just keep it a buck. He didn't get a fair shot here. The year when he got hurt and he came back, they didn't play him because he called Dennis Allen out. Dennis Allen benched him for the rest of the year. And I didn't like that. That's another thing I didn't like that he did. So, yeah. Tony says Bill took a year off. Hope next year he comes to the Saints. What do you think about him as a coach? Bill Belichick would be a very good coach for the Saints. The problem is, would Mickey Loomis cut bait and run on dumbass Dennis Allen? Would he? You know? And see, that's the thing, too. It's like you see a guy like, how often do you see a Bill Belichick floating around coaching ranks? You don't see that. How often do you see a Bill Belichick or a John Harbaugh, they've been trying to get Harbaugh to come to the NFL for years now, for years. Every year was like Harbaugh's coming and he'll turn him down and go back to Michigan. Harbaugh, it was for years and years off and on, and then he'll just go back to college. And then a year you get Belichick and Harbaugh and several other really good coaches out there, and the Saints don't even look in that direction. Oh, we got Dennis Allen. We straight. I just don't. That's what I said. What general manager don't look and say, man, that's Bill Belichick over there. But he will tell you that Dennis Allen, and compare Dennis Allen to Bill Belichick, which is preposterous. It's ridiculous. He can't stand in the same a world. That's the same like that. He ain't even in the same universe as Bill Belichick. Let me tell you something, man. I ain't trying to disparage him, but you do him a disservice by even trying to put him even close to that guy. He has none of those traits and those attributes. He has none of that. No disrespect to him, but if I'm a real general manager, I'm always looking at my options outside of what I got because I want to see if I can do better. This idiot here don't do that. He believes whatever decision he's make is a top-notch decision, and it comes with zero effort or no error. This is 100% win right here. All y'all wrong. Dennis Allen is 100% win. You know, it's 100% win. I don't miss. I pick Peyton. I pick Dennis Allen. I win every time. That's how he thinks. It's crazy. I don't know what to tell you on it, fam, but it's not too often you see those type of guys floating around and you don't even look out there. And you coming off of 3 years of 9 playoff wins. Think about that. 9 playoff seasons. And you don't even look in that direction. So I don't, bro, I don't know what to say about that, man. I really don't. All right. Jerry also says this, much we've romanticized the Breeze and Peyton era. If they didn't get the offensive line right, we saw how Drew suffered. Yes, indeed. Indeed. Yes. Yes, indeed. And true indeed. Brother Arvin said, I don't want Carr for more than 1 year, but Carr with the right scheme and receivers could do well, but he wouldn't take. I think Carr, if you can get him, listen, bro, I don't think Carr is a lost cause for the right coach. If you can get the right dude to get him to do the right stuff, then we got a chance. We got a chance. We got a chance. If you can get him to stop, you know, looking over half the field and go through his progressions, if you can some kind of way get him to get a clock in his head to get rid of the ball on time, you can get some success. And a lot of things is taking the ball out of Carr's hands too. Like giving him a running attack, you know, giving him a running attack and taking the ball out of his hands, running the ball well and going into more of a play action style of offense. You can win with that. You simplify the game like that. You can definitely win with that. But the thing is, that's what it comes down to, getting them in that situation where, you know, you get them to drop all those bad habits, you know. That's the big point about all of this, you know. Brian says Bill Belichick's going to the Cowboys next year. He's not coming to New Orleans. If he does, I will kiss Mickey Loomis's shoes, okay? But I don't think that's going to happen. Bro, you know. I don't think it's going to happen either, man. We'll see what happens, man, this upcoming year with the Saints, man, because it's going to be a lot more difficult. There's rumors circulating. I know y'all probably heard it. Rumors circulating around about the Falcons looking at Justin Fields, the current Chicago Bills starting quarterback. And listen, let me tell you something, fam. You know, if the Falcons and they supposed to, and Lowe told me, he says, Q, we want JT. Lowe told me, I said, Lowe, what y'all going to do at the quarterback position, brother? He called me. I said, he said, well, Q, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. We want Jaden Daniels. I said, the hell y'all do? You're not getting no Jaden Daniels. He said, Q, we got to go and get him, bro. I said, bro, come on, man. y'all want Jaden Daniels. Then I thought about it. I said, you know what? You know what? Y'all get Jaden Daniels, brother. You know, y'all might just be able to help us out with some stuff down here. We got a problem. We got a guy over the team right now. Y'all might be able to help us out like we helped y'all out last year. So, yeah, it's one of them things, man, where you kind of look at it. And what I'm saying is the NFC South is going to be a much more difficult lead. How much more? I wouldn't say vastly more. But these guys, these NFC South teams, Carolina, Atlanta, they got new coaches. You know, Tampa Bay just signed Mike Evans back. They gave him a 2-year extension, so they got Mike Evans back in the NFC South. They like Baker Mayfield, and they want to bring Baker Mayfield back. And they obviously stumbled on something good right there because Baker knows that system. We know Canales is going to the rival Carolina Panthers. We know Canales loves Bryce Young a lot and is going to put a scheme in together to help him build him up. If Canales can take Baker Mayfield and turn him into what we looked like, imagine what he could do for Bryce Young. So that's the whole thing of building a line around him and giving him whatever the weapons that he needs. And Canales could do that because they already have a good defense. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be more impactful. So at the end of the day, the Saints are not going to have a bunch of pushovers in the NFC South. They're going to have some.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Difficulty to go through in this upcoming year. So it's not going to quite look the same. Like Carolina's going to be improved. Atlanta is going to make a jump depending on what they do at the quarterback position. If Justin Fields is the guy that they go with there, seriously, if Justin Fields is who Raheem Morris decides to be, who their quarterback is, fam, that makes them the favorites in the South. It really does. And I'm not saying Justin Fields is a, you know, he's like a, you know, this, that, and the third. But listen, Justin Fields works well with what they got going on there. He really does. And of course, they'll have a complement wide receiver to Drake London. You know, they'll have Kyle Pitts there, Jonnu Smith, the two running backs of Robinson and Algieri, and whoever else they add. They were really only a competent quarterback away from really kind of stepping their game up. So they get Justin Fields there. And of course, they're installing a new offensive coordinator, the guy that comes over from the Rams. So they'll have the Rams offense along with Justin Fields and the weapons that they have and whatever they add in free agency in the draft. Man, listen, let me tell you something, man. Atlanta, they'll be looked up as the favorites in the NFC South. And they should. They should. But listen, like I said, man, it's only so long. These teams going to stay bad, man, until somebody's going to do the right thing to jump up there. Arvin says Russell Wilson can do well with a good running game and a good offensive line. He isn't truly washed, though. I haven't watched much of Russ last year, bro. Russell Wilson to me, and I've always been a Russell Wilson guy, but Russell Wilson to me I ain't going to say he's washed, but fam. Like the offense that Sean Payton's offense is supposed to be like, like I said, they have Sean Payton installing it, but Russell Wilson, man, some of them games, his leadership wasn't there. You can see his confidence wasn't there. And I think, man, to a great degree, where's his competitive fire? You know, dude, he looked displaced in them games. And I really do think that whatever Russell Wilson had, his competitive fire, he don't look like the same quarterback, man. And he making way too much money to not be to have that competitive fire. I don't see it anymore, fam. I don't see it in, you know, as well as I used to see it. I don't think he is. I wouldn't put no money on him. Let's just just say that. I respect what he did from the past, but I wouldn't put no goddamn money on him. I'm going to just be honest with you, fam. Man, he just didn't look the part last year. All right. Daniel says Saints could win. I see a lot of negative talk against the Saints by Saints fans. I mean, I'm a Saints fan. I don't expect them to lose like a lot of you guys. Well, I mean, fam, listen, you can call it negative noise. You can call it whatever you want, Daniel. And at the end of the day, it is what it is, fam. You know, not every year is going to be the team is responsible for giving you something to be positive about. It really is. And a lot of what you see in people see, this is the thing. I advocate for people to keep it real, and keeping it real to people be like, I don't see how they're going to do this, that, and the third. Listen, overall, people respect the Saints talent wise, but you cannot overlook the fact that they got players that's not satisfied in the direction of the team. The team is not showing the leadership. Where's the leadership at? Order to compete and win in the NFL, you got to have consistent leadership. The Saints are not exhibiting that. So even if they optimistically or blindly run into it to the season, like with their hopes high, they're just going to get disappointed. You know, the team is, you got to look at it from a reality standpoint. Like the team has to give you something to be positive about, you know, if it's a situation where, you know, guys want to leave the team because they don't believe in the direction of the team. We can't ignore that. So I tell people to keep it real. If that's your vantage point, you keeping it real, that's fine. But in the end, you don't disparage other people because they feel, because you calling their commentary negative. Fam, what do you see? That's, you know, the goal is to win and make the playoffs. You got an old team. You can't run around that. You know, you can't run away from that, bro. You know, in the end. And the team has to give them something to be proud of, man. To give them something to be, you know, up in arms about. Good evening to you, brother. But yeah, I hear you, man. And a lot of people are saying it, and it can be a bit overwhelming. But take my approach, Daniel. Take my approach. My approach is the Saints, this season is going to bring the truth. You know, it's going to bring the truth about whether the Saints got enough to be able to take it to the next level. This is a crucial year for our head coach. We got a guy that never done nothing before from a head coaching level. Never took nobody nowhere. He does all this weird stuff off, you know, throw his teams under the bus. So, I mean, we kind of in a strange space right now. So my approach is like, you know, I'm just operating with truth, bro. You know, I'm not disappointed. I'm not putting my expectations high up in the sky. I'm walking with truth, my friend. That's all I got. The truth is, and if the truth is, you know, if the Saints are the truth, then they'll win. If they lose, then the truth is they wasn't good enough and we need to get another coach. But one way or the other, we're going to be washed away. All of the stuff that is not true will be washed away by the truth this year. This is a truth year for me. That's how I'm looking at it, fam. So try not to get too far down in the dumps about the Saints because, you know, like I said, they got to give you something to be proud of, bro. And they're really not doing it yet. All right. Corveda says Denver needs a lot. Sean never wanted Russ. Russ was too beat up. Yeah, I think I ain't going to say Russ is washed, but he damn near close, man. Let me tell you something. He damn near close. All right. So anyway, Dana says, sounds like Carr fans gave Carr. Russ definitely did. Well, it's over with. I ain't going to say he's washed, but he damn near close, bro. I'm like, I watched him several times last year, man, and I was not very happy about what I seen. What's up, Laura? Shout out to you. All right. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's what that. But in the end, man, all I can say, man, is that we as a team, we just got to wait and see how it all ends. Now, this whole Lattimore situation, man, we'll see in the end how it all shakes up, man. But it could go either way. If this is something that Laddy Daddy wants to happen, man, it'll be rough. It'll be a rough situation. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, I'm not surprised by it at all because of the last 3 years of losing. And guys are frustrated, man, plus all the other shenanigans that goes around the team. So it's guys are frustrated. And remember last year, guys got arrested. You know, our wide receivers got arrested because they were frustrated. It was just a very strange year. Now, heading to the next year, what kind of energy they're going to bring, we can only wait and see because I'm anxious to see what kind of moves that they make in terms of whether or not Laddie, you know, would they pull the trigger on this or just some rumor stuff. with how they repair it. Because the biggest question is, if the Saints want to have some success, they got to be able to run the football. So they got to clean up that offensive line. I do like Clint Kubiak. That's something to be happy about, the fact that you got a Clint Kubiak. They install that 49ers offense. We'll see how that looks. So that'll be fun to watch that part of the game, to see what the 49ers offense look in the Saints, in the Saints version of it. So that'll be fun to watch as well. But in terms of truth, man, I'm going to just walk in the truth and just see what's going on. I can't, you know, I won't let them get me down one way or the other. You know, we love football, man. We want to see good football in the end. If they win or lose, man, we're going to, I enjoy the experience of being with the family members. That's how I do it, man. whether we win or lose, I still got the fam, man. That's how I look at it. So I guess that's my positive, Daniel. You know what I'm saying? That's the positive. Whether we win or lose, we still got the fam, man. We winning and losing together. So that is a positive I can take from it right there. Eugene says, Q, I'm definitely keeping it 100 with our Saints as a business and as a consumer. Show me. There you go. Let me see if I got that going.
He ain't lying.
All right.
Hey, bro, come on now, dog. Oh. Come on, man.
I ain't hit it in a while, man. Here you go. There you go. He said, reason to be optimistic. Also keeping it a buck, repping my pals. That's right. When they come back on. Yeah, there you go. Representing. All right. So, yeah, it's been a while, man, since I hit that button, man. I had to bust that button. All right. So anyway, man, shout out to the fam, man. Yeah, a lot of people said keep them. Don't trade them. We'll see, fam. Only time will tell, man. We getting closer and closer into the season. You know, we got some crucial days coming up, man. Yeah, I know. I hit the wrong button on the Boosie Keldrick. Yeah, bro, you know how I be doing my thing, man. I forgot about where the buttons, and I ain't hit that button in a while, man. So you know how that goes. But yeah, man, we're gonna watch how that goes, man. But listen, I'm gonna get out on that. Listen, I appreciate you guys stepping in with me tonight. Listen, we'll return Tuesday on the Patreon special, man. We'll go more into it. We'll talk more about the Saints stuff as well, man. And like I said, this Lattimore stuff is not really something that's new. This has been going on during the season. We'll be hearing like grumblings of it throughout the season. And we knew eventually something in the offseason would kind of peak up about what's going on with Lattimore and the New Orleans Saints. And only time will tell which direction the Saints choose to go with it. All right. One more. Ava says, Q, I'm going to take a wait and see approach with the whole offensive situation. Kubiak has struggled in Minnesota here from about. Okay. Maybe he's improved. Okay. Thank you, Avis. Appreciate that, man. In there. Yeah. And see, the big part about it is, the big question mark is, how did they get the offensive line together? And the second thing is, how does Clint Kubiak react or work with Derek Carr? That's another big sticking point right there of what we can see go on there as well. So thank you, Avis, for that. Dana says, neither did Pete Carroll. Can you blame? Yes, indeed. So anyway, with that being said, I'm going to pop out on that. Listen, I'm going to holler at y'all on the flip side and be on Patreon tomorrow, man. I appreciate y'all for being here. And I'm going to hit y'all up on the next one. Much love. And ooh, that bit.
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Huh? Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elk. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much to touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell, the crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Bobby like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that. Where we do that.
that. Boogie like this, and I'm a who that. It's the Sports Coma. This is where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.